I told him, I said, I just listened, and I told him which one. He said, man, you way ahead. We ain't on there. But I didn't know to go back till Sunday about the little mess up they had. But, you know, I listened to this over and over today and just questioning the Lord about it. If we just paid attention to what was read, I believe by the Spirit, by the anointed Word of God, He plainly said what He said. But we have to be willing to hear it. We have to be willing to grab a hold of it and apply it. But there's a couple of things that the Lord just kind of caused to jump out. One is the eye. You know, we have to be careful where we fasten our eyes. Careful that when we look at it, if we continue to go back and look at it, especially if it's wrong, you continually go back and look at it, then it becomes a desire and you start wanting it. Looking at it the first time is not what the sin is. It's when you start continually going back and just staring at it and just focusing on it, and then it becomes a desire, then we want it. That's when it starts becoming sin. And it starts interfering with our walk with God. The other thing is, you know, we living in a society that's looking for a reason not to serve God. So when he said it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to make it to God's kingdom, we have to come to a realization of what he meant. He's not talking about a sewing needle. Bring that picture up. He's talking about a hole in a wall that's there for when the main gate to the city is closed at night. But you see, in order for a camel to go through there, it's going to take some work. It's going to take some stooping down. In other words, he's going to have to get on his knees to crawl in. And, you know, it's no different than once we accept Jesus. It takes work to stay saved, to be who God called us to be and chose us to be. It takes work. You don't just walk in. You don't just go to the door and it's wide open and you just walk in. There's a way to get to God, and that's through the Son. And so don't think, and if you go to Google, just go home and Google the eye of a needle. And then it's going to give you a list. It's going to have the eye of the needle by scripture. And that's when you get this. But when you go to it, there is so much garbage out there on us when you go to it. They have pictures of camels with a regular sewing needle around his body. They even have pictures of Donald Trump trying to get through a needle. It's a bunch of mess. But you have to go to what the Word talks about. Sometimes you got to get around all the mess and overlook all the mess to get to the truth. But see, a camel can make it through there. It's not going to be easy, but he can make it. Just like a rich man can make it. So don't look, you know, if somebody's looking for an excuse, they can't take this scripture and say God's making it impossible because he's not. But it's going to take work. Because most of you rich people, they're not willing to leave what they have and put God first. And that's all he's asking. God don't want to be second to no one. He don't want to have second place in nobody's life. And he won't have second place. He's going to be God. Because he alone is God. And the other thing that the Lord showed me is, when the man, the robbers beat him up and left him, Everybody that passed there had a choice. You could keep going, pass on the other side, and not get involved. Or you could go to him and be involved. And the question was, when was the last time the Lord laid somebody on our heart and we chose not to get involved? Are we that good Samaritan? Because let me tell you, it might not be physical, but spiritually there's some people in this church that has gotten beat up by the enemy. They've been left on the side of the road. So let's not go around them. And listen, sometimes what we say by the Spirit ain't what they want to hear. But if you speak the word, you can't go wrong. They might not want to hear it, but if you speak the word, you just got to speak the truth of God's word and let them know. You don't have to stay here beat up. You don't have to stay here on the ground suffering, but you could get up and we could do this together. We could make it. We could be overcomers. We could be victorious, and we could be a part of God's kingdom. You know, a lot of times people, you know, things happen and the other day I was riding down the road and I had a guy with me. And we got a phone call about a death. And you know, we just talking about it, and I made this statement. And I made it again yesterday with somebody else. I said, don't go thinking. And I'll just be honest, we was talking about Big Marvin. So don't go thinking what everybody's saying, that it was his time to die, because it wasn't. Had he not been where he was. See, sometimes choices we make, it causes sickness, it causes damnation, and sometimes it causes death because of choices we make, because of places we go and things we do. You know, it's no different than people say if a child dies, or if a baby dies, well, God needed an angel. No, God didn't need no angel. He could speak him all the angels he wants. But sometimes it's because of choices. You think it was God's will for the man to beat his little 7-week or 7-month-old kid to death? No, that was a trick of the enemy, because he believed the lie and he acted upon it. But you see, it caused something. So now there's consequences that he's going to suffer. But because he believed the lie. It's not God's will. God didn't need him an angel. But choices. You know, and a lot of times we make choices, and there's consequences. There could be good consequences, or it could be bad consequences. You know, and that's why in God's word, he's helping us to understand. If I see something, and it might catch my attention, but I have to make a decision quickly by the Spirit. Did I see this to pull me away from God, or did I see this to pull me to him? If it's pulling me away, I can't keep focusing on it. I can't keep walking back and say, let me look at it again. Because once you go back and you want to look at it again, guess what? You're going to find yourself before long staring at it. Then once you start staring at it, you're going to start desiring it. Once you start desiring it, you're going to reach out and grab it. And that's when it separates us from the love of God. But see, God, through his word, he is so awesome. He warns us. He gives us a way out. He lets us know even before it happens, if we stay focused on him. That's the main thing. We got to stay focused on God. It's not about where we came from. It's not about, you know, the children of Israel, they was in bondage. And a lot of times in the wilderness, they kind of wanted to go back. because they wanted something they could physically touch. Listen, there ain't nothing better than through the Spirit having a touch of the Father. There ain't no physical touch in the world could replace that. There ain't no physical touch in the world could do you like the spiritual touch of our Father. Because it's an inward thing. It's an inner thing, and it'll keep us, it'll strengthen us, but we got to want it. That's what we need to stay focused on. Instead of those things that, you know, look, you could be focused on God, and all of a sudden something will pass. But we got to stay focused on who we focused on the Father, through the Son. And those things can fly by, they can come by, and it won't cause us to lose focus on God. But if we turn our head and we look, and then we go back and we look again, it'll get us. And it'll cause people to fall. It'll cause people to stumble. But let's just take God's word. I tell you, it's just so awesome to have God's word. It's so powerful. You know what's great about it? You could play it, listen to it. You could play it again. You could play it again. You know, there ain't nobody here telling me I can't use my phone or I can't use my iPad or my computer and listen to God's word. I can't use my seat. Get rid of it. There ain't nobody came and tell me I got to get rid of my Bible. But you know what? While we got the freedom, while it's available, we need to start hiding it in our heart. Start just laying it up in our heart as a treasure. As a treasure that can't be replaced. And just get it and get it and get it and get it. That way, if a day comes, they say, we want your Bible. One thing, they might can come and take this piece of paper. They might be able to take this, but what's in my heart, they can't get. If we stay focused on God. And that's the most important thing that we could do, is make that decision that we're going to stay focused on Him and allow Him to be our way maker, to be our strength. Let's all stand.